Parshas Bamidbar, we have the Seder, the Machnas, how they were all thrown around and encamped around the Mishkan. Yehuda mitzad Kedma Mizracha, v'achonim olav Yisacha v'zvulin. And then there was Machna Ruvain, Taimana, v'achonim olav Shimon v'gad. Then there was Machna Ephraim, Yama, v'achonim olav Menashe u'Binyamin. And then there was Machna Dan, Tzafona, v'achonim olav Asher v'Naphtali. So there were these four Machnos. And in each one of the Machnos, there were three Shvatim. And just to explain, what was the common denominator between each one of the Machnos that integrated those three Shvatim and why they were part of each individual one of those four Machnos? So I would suggest that those that were counted Machna Yehuda represented the Torah. And they were Yisachar and Zvulun, because that the role of Yehuda was not just Malchus, because Umachokek Miben Raglov, Elon and Siyim Shalas Sanhedrin, that were descendants of Yehuda. Priskarov says Umachokek Miben Raglov, because they weren't directly from Yehuda, but from the females. And Yisachar and Zvulun, Yisachar was the Chama Gorim, who suffered, so to speak, carried the ol of the Torah, and Zvulun was the one who supported him, and therefore he gets the schar of the Torah of Yisachar. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, Samach Zvulun b'tzeisecha, v'Yisachar b'ohalecha. As Rashi says, Zvulun yotze b'pagmatya, v'Yisachar osik b'Torah b'olim. And Machna Reuven, as composer of the three Shvatim, who did not get a chelek in Eretz Knan. Reuven God, they took Be'eva Yadin, and Shimon also did not get a direct area that was his, but he was spread amongst the cities in Israel, as the Pasuk says, Afitzim b'Yisroel. And Rashi says, Ein lecha niin v'sofim umlamdi tinokos, ela mishimon kidei shiyu nefutzim, so that they should be spread out. And Ephraim, Achan Ephraim, those are the children of the Bnei Rachel, Ephraim and Asher and Binyamin. And Machna Dan includes the Pilakshim, except for Gad, which is not included because he is included in Machna Reuven because he did not get a chelek in the Eretz.